Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, good morning to each and every one of you all today. I just want to say, God, my Father and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, I thank you. I thank you, and I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, God, I thank you. And I thank you for each and every living thing on this earth for today, for right now. For yet we are here now, Lord, and I thank you. God, I thank you because I know so many did not make it to now. But yet I want you to bless those that are here now and to help them to understand that the reason we are here now, we was able to get up this morning. We were able to walk around now. Some might can't see. Some might can't hear. Some might cannot walk. But, Lord, we still have life that you have given us and blessed us with another day. Lord, I give honor to you. I give honor to you, Father, and the Son of Christ, Lord Jesus. I give honor to you for blessing us with another day. We did not have to make it. Like I stated earlier, some did not make it. Some fighting for the time now to make it. Lord, I ask you to cover us all. Bless us and lead us into the right way. Send us your guardian angel to understand that you are the way of life. You are the only way of life. You are the best way of life. You are the light of life. To take them out the darkness of the devil that he has put onto them, that he is the better way, knowing that he only leading them into damnation. Lord, I pray and I pray every day. I see people I know and I don't know, and I ask you to bless them as I ask you to bless my sisters, my sons, my daughters, my granddaughters, my grandsons, my brothers, my cousins, my all of my bloodline family, and also my spiritual family. And I also ask you to bless the ones that I don't know. No matter what we're going to, Lord, I know you can bring us through. No matter how we're suffering, you can bring us out of that suffering mood. You can help us, Lord, no matter how sick we may be. I ask you to bless us. No matter what our ailment is, Lord, bless us. No matter what our financial situation is, bless us. Our family crisis, I bless you. I ask you to bless us. Whatever we're going through on the job, Lord, I need you to bless us, including myself. No matter what it is, we are all here to work together, to try to make a better place for each other so that we can work and live and survive. And excuse me, Lord, I ask you to bless the people that try to damage the person's ability, work situation, living situation, just life, Lord, to let them know that's not the way, to talk about it, to take it to the department that it needs to be discussed in, Lord, not to just do things to people. Lord, I ask you to bless the ones on the street that's robbing, killing, vandalizing the people in their homes that can't walk the street safely. Lord, we need you. We need you more and more and more every split second of the day to take these devil, demon, hatred, honoring people out of our lives. Lord, we need you to separate us, Lord. Cover us with your name and your blessing. Cover us with the blood of Jesus. Lord, we need you. God, have mercy on us all to help us to live a better life and knowing that it is you. I thank you for Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas. Lord, forgive me. Excuse me. Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Dr. Serena Wright, I thank you for me, Lord. I thank you for each and every minister, teachers, deacons, pastors, apostles, evangelists. Lord, I thank you for all your children, men or women of God, that's trying to bring the word to this world to help us understand that life is not life without you. Lord, I ask you to bless us all, no matter what ailment we going through, our financials. Bless the kids to go to school, Lord, that they can go to school and learn and to come home safely. We need you to cover our children. Some cannot come out and play because of the neighborhoods. Some cannot go to school because of the neighborhood. Lord, we need you to release us from this evilness of all these gangs, these murderers, these peoples that trying to violate our lives. Lord, we need you to bless us and cover us and to bless the ones that is wrongfully doing people, to let them understand that that's not the way. They need to stop this honorism, this vandalizing, this murdering. They need to stop and help themselves among helping other people. Lord, I ask you to bless this government that is going into corruption, is going into only my people, only the ones I want to be chosen by them, that they are there to serve all the people. They should be chosen by all, no matter what your race is, your sex, no matter what it is, your religion, that we are all here under one God, one Son, one Holy Spirit, and to remove all this honor. Lord, we need you. We need you more and more. Cover us. Let us know that we need to come together as one. Work this together to make it all best for all of us. Some going to have more than you, but bless the Lord for what you have. But yet some don't have much as you. Lord, we need to have you to help us to understand that we need life with you, through you, and only for you. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you. And I'm going to apologize because I'm going to have to cut the program short unless Apostle Dr. Cecilia Kaiser can take over, because yes, I am at work. And I'm on a little break right now. I can say break where I can come to a time to praise the Lord, to let him know no matter what I'm doing, that he always helped me to find a way to praise his name and to thank him and to worship him. But yet and still, he has given me a job to take care of myself, my family, and to help me survive in this world that we are so much need in, because of the government is taking so much and giving so little. Lord, we need you, and I thank you for each and every minute on this job that you give me. And I ask you to bless us, bless all of us on our job and our workplaces, to help us to better the situations, whether if they good, to make them all better. For ones that's trying to make it bad, make them better. Lord, we need you more and more in our neighborhoods. We just need you in our life completely. Lord, we need you, and I ask you to bless us all. And I ask you to excuse me, but understand that I know, God, you do understand that due to the situation I am in, that my part of the program has to be cut short. But yet, I need all to understand, no matter what you're going through, always find the time and take the time out to let God know. Thank you. Thank you. Because he woke us
thank
up this
you,
morning.
Lord.
He woke us up this morning. He didn't have to, but he woke us up this morning. And we need to thank him. You wake up in the middle of the night, you need to thank him. Because through this world, without God, we would be worse off than we are, no matter what we're going through. Don't break your faith. Do not break your trust and your prayers to the Lord, because without him, the devil will try to confuse you. Because you asked for it Sunday, it's not here Sunday afternoon. Excuse me, the Lord waited on you, and you can't wait on him. What makes you think you're better than he is? And you know you have been more of a troublesome, as they say, to him, and believing and trusting. Wait on the Lord, and your blessings will be so great. So great you cannot stop shouting, dancing, and crying, and laughing, and praising his name at the same time. Give honor to God, and wait for the blessings, and because he blessed you. You're here today. You didn't have to be. You're breathing today. You didn't have to be. Because how many is in the hospital on life support machines? But yet we're praying that he wakes them up out of these comas. Take them off the machines. But Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I say, excuse me, I still didn't thank you enough. But Lord, I thank you for this blessing of today, and I thank you, and I ask you to cover us all through this government, through this life of world, of this world, that we need your blessing, your directions, your help, and show us the way. If it's going left, let us know to go left instead of going right. But God, I thank you. But yet I did wake up this morning. And yes, I came to work. And I'm safe. And Lord, anytime I can breathe, I know it's because you say so. And I thank you. And I thank you. And I ask you to look over everyone in this world. Because we do need you more and more. I thank you. And I thank you. And I thank you. Amen. I'm going to turn it over to you, Apostle. Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, and ask you to excuse me for not being able to do the whole program today. But yet I know you understand, yet all should understand, I am at work, and the devil just couldn't take this part from me. But thanking the Lord on this morning. Into your hands.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we continue with the prayer. We pray for Minister McBride, God, who's in the ICU right now. His aorta vessel has ruptured, God, and the blood is seeping, per the doctors, into his kidneys and various places in his body. God, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you would cause him to not be in pain, that you would cause him to live and not die, to declare the gospel of the of Jesus Christ, and God, that he would turn his back to the wall and ask you, just like Hezekiah did for 15 more years, but God, if he would decide to take him, God, I ask you that you would not only cause his family to be able to withstand everything that would come their way, but God, that you would encourage their heart and that you would send your ministering angels, God, and that your ministering angels will be able to let them know that, like the songs a writer wrote, that you are their strength. And God, because your word even reminds us that you are our strength, God, that we have to know to come to you, for you are our healer, you are our battle axe, for you are our Jehovah Rapha, our healer, you are our Adonai, our God, you are Elohim, your sovereign. God, you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Nisi, our banner. Thank you for decoding and exposing every tactic of the enemy that has tried to come our way, for you reminded us that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us thou shalt condemn. God, you reminded us that your word shall not return unto you void, God. So we pray your word, for your word reminds us that you can give us peace that surpasses all understanding. So we thank you for the peace. We thank you for your word reminds us that the battle is not ours, but it is the Lord. So we thank you for the victory. God, your word reminds us that, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for God is with me. So God, we thank you for obliterating and annihilating fear, because we know that you're with us. We thank you, God, that your word said that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and that you are our refuge and our fortress. So God, we thank you for being our refuge and our fortress. God, your word says that your word is like a hammer that breaks the rocks into pieces. So God, we thank you for breaking up every fallow ground, everything that needs to be broken up, God, so that we can serve you with our whole heart. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for which to enter into your gates with thanksgiving, into your courts with praise, God. So we praise you. We give you a hallelujah praise, God. We lift up our voice, God, so that you can hear us, God. We're not just praying in our hearts and in our minds, but we're praying with our lips, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the gift of prayer. We thank you, God, that you've given us your Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. God, thank you for giving us a heart of thanksgiving. Thank you, God, for giving us the ability to know that we can thank you with our lives. We can thank you with our lips. We can thank you in song. We can thank you in every area of our lives, on our jobs, in our families, the way we treat one another. We thank you for having us to pray for our families, to pray for our children and our children's children, to pray for our Aunt Farley who's in the hospital, God, to pray for our cousins, to pray for Minister Sheila, to pray for Minister, bless them and cause them to be blessed in the city and blessed in the field, that you will cause them to be the head and not the tail, that you will cause them to be above and not beneath, God, that you will cause them to be women of God, that people look at them and say, I want to serve the God of Minister Sheila. I want to serve the God of Minister Renee. God, I thank you for I've watched their lives. They're walking epistles of God, and I've seen that they're faithful to you, God. I've seen that they love you with their whole heart. God, I've seen you bless them. And not only have I seen you bless them, I've seen you encourage their heart even when they've lost family members. I've seen you, God, allow them to minister to your people. And God, when they are ministering to your people, God, we thank you for we see your ministering angels ministering and strengthening them. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that even when the enemy tries to come in like a flood, that you lift up a standard against that very enemy. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you. We magnify you. We ask you, God, that every child that you've allowed us to birth out of our bodies, God, that will not only be trained up in a way that they should go so that when they're older, they won't depart from, but God, that they'll run to you, God, run to not only want to serve you, but want to live for you for the rest of the days of their lives, God. We cut off and we shut and we obliterate and we destroy and we expose and we decode every tactic of the enemy, every strategic plan of the enemy that's coming for our children and our children's good. And God, we ask you to turn the thing around, to cause them to run back to you, God, to glorify you with all that they are and all that they will ever be. God, we thank you that not only do they love you, God, but they love you on purpose and with purpose. And God, we thank you that they not only love you, but they love the things who were connected to you, your angels. They love your Holy Spirit. They love your Son, Jesus. They love your word. They love your people. They love fellowshipping. They love your peace. They love knowing that they have victory in you. They love your word, for your word reminds them they have not, for they ask not, God. So take them back to asking you, God. Take them back to seeking you, God. Take them back to wanting to know you, God. And that when you knock on their heart, God, they'll open up their heart to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, do it for your glory, God. For we know that you're an all-powerful God. You're an all-knowing God. There is none like it nowhere. We thank you that you've created us in your likeness and your image, God. And as we walk this earth as walking epistles of men, that we will know that we know that we know without a shadow of a doubt that we are exemplifying the call and the purpose of God on our lives. So many are called, a few are chosen. So we thank you for choosing us for Smile 3E. We thank you for choosing us to be the daughters of Hudie and Lula Kaiser. We thank you for choosing us, God, to be the parents that you've allowed us to be, the parents of Minister Sheila, being the parent of Pinky and Juan and T, God, for Minister Sylvia being the parent of Stan and the Stanley in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for me being the parent of Brandon, God. We thank you for even those children that they've adopted or that have adopted us in the name of Jesus, that we will be godly parents on this side of earth. God, not only will we be godly parents, we will be those parents that are those spiritual parents to others, God, for even the people that we work with may not understand the covering that you've sent them when you sent us there, God. For we're covering them in prayer. We're covering them in the love of God. We're covering them in the protection of God, that there are angels that are encamped around us because they're in our very vicinity. They're being protected. In the name of Jesus, people are getting shot at, they're getting murdered or things happening to them that are evil every day, God. But because of the presence of your people, God, there's protection there. Because of the prayers of your people, God, there's protection there. Because of the very fact that your people are coming there or leaving there, You have sent your protection. Thank you for your archangels. Thank you for Jesus, our Messiah, that he's sitting on the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. Thank you that you've caused us to walk in the whole armor of God, not the partial armor of God, but that we keep on the whole armor of God. But we never know in any millisecond the enemy could try to form something that would try to come against us. But in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the whole armor. We thank you for your angels encamped all around us. We thank you for teaching us to be the captain of our ships. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you for teaching us to love you, that agape love, unconditional love. Show us, God, how to love one another with that agape love. Show us, God, how to lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways to acknowledge you. Show us, God, how to be walking, living epistles read of men. Show us, God, how to exemplify you in every area of our lives, your peace, your love, your understanding, your forgiveness, God. Cause us to be walking epistles of not just giving forgiveness, but receiving it. Sometimes, God, one of the hardest things to do is to receive the very thing that you called us to give. Cause us to be those that will forgive ourselves, not making excuses for sin, God, but to forgive ourselves. And if any of us are practicing sins, whatever it is, God, for sometimes the sins are known and unknown, forgive us. We repent for sins of commission and omission, God, in the name of Jesus. And whatever it is, God, that's in our life that will cause us to be in a demonic warfare that we've brought our way, we ask you, God, to cause us to be exposed and decoded so that this enemy we see today, we will see no more, whether it's racism, whether it's sexism, whether it's insecurity, whether it's pride, whether it's prejudice, whether it's just the plain old evil of men, God. We ask you to decode it, to dispose it, to destroy it in the name of Jesus. Once again, God, we thank you for reminding us how you've already paid for our sins. In the name of Jesus, and that we will walk it out, God. Walk out knowing that you've paid the price for us, God, and not one of us needs to pay the price again. Although your word reminds us that any of us should be ready to lay down our lives for a brother or a sister, we must realize that you've already did it. There is nothing and no one that can do greater than what you've already done. For not only did you send your son, Jesus Christ, who's sitting on the right hand of the Father, you decided not to leave us comfortless, God, and you sent us your Holy Spirit. So we thank you for your Holy Spirit resting and abiding on the inside of us. God, we thank you for we could not make it without your word. A matter of fact, God, we don't want to make it without your word. For your word is power. Your word is peace. Your word is love. Your word is righteousness. God, your word is you. For we thank you for your word reminds us that in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So we thank you for Jesus being the word. We thank you for Jesus making intercession for each and every one of us according to your word. Romans 8 and 34 says, who is he that is condemned thee? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. God, we thank you, for we couldn't make it without you, God. We thank you that you're interceding for us, Jesus Christ. We thank you that your Holy Spirit is right here with us. Oh, my God, what an awesome privilege. What an awesome thing that not only did you send your son to die for us, but that your son is sitting on the right hand of your Father making intercession for us. And that not only is he sitting on the right hand of the Father, thank you, Jesus, for your intercession, that he said, Jesus said he didn't want to leave us comforted, so you sent us your Holy Spirit. So we thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for the indwelling of your Holy Spirit. We thank you for the endowed power that you've given us through your Holy Spirit, and that you have your Holy Spirit on the inside of us, and that we're wearing and we're adorning the whole armor of God. And God, we thank you for your word reminds us in Ephesians 6 Verses 10 through 18, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of the world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith we shall be able to quench all of the fiery darts of the wicked, and take on the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with a perseverance and supplication of all saints. God, remind us the importance of prayer, the importance of supplication in the Spirit. Teach us, God, the importance of allowing the Holy Spirit to pray for us and through us in the name of Jesus. Many times when we don't know what to pray, we go to the Holy Spirit and pray in tongues. God, we thank you for the heavenly language. We thank you for even being able to pray in other languages that we know not of. We thank you for the power in the name of Jesus, the power and the authority in the name of Jesus, the power and the authority of asking, seeking, and knocking, the power and the authority that you've given us as your sons and daughters. For we thank you, for God has already showed us that Jesus said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through us. And God, we've already accepted Jesus Christ. And we've already confessed that he's our Messiah and our Savior. And we've already confessed that he's our intercessor in the name of Jesus. And we've already confessed that we know that he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the power in the name of Jesus, for you allowed us to go out here and there, travel in mercy. You've covered us on our jobs. You've covered us in our homes. You've covered us on the highways and the byways. You've covered us in the classrooms. You've covered us in the church. God, you have covered us, and we thank you. For we do not take our covering for granted. For God, we thank you, for you are a giving God. You're a wonderful counselor. You're an everlasting Father. You're the Prince of Peace. And we thank you for Jesus being born. We thank you for Jesus being the one that bore the stripes for us so that we could be healed from our head to our toe. And God, we even speak the blessing for even Stan, who was saying that his neck was hurting. In the name of Jesus, we speak healing. We speak strength. We speak relaxation to those muscular skeletal systems in that area. We speak the peace of God. We speak rest to Minister Renee, who needs rest because she hasn't been sleeping well. Rest in the name of Jesus. And not only do we speak rest, but we speak refreshing. In the name of Jesus, she shall be refreshed. She shall be restored in the name of Jesus. We speak peace on Minister Sheila's job, God, that what the enemy meant for her bad, you'll use it for your good. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that you've already decoded and you dispose of every tactic of the enemy. And God, now you're using it. You're not only using it to encourage her, but you're using it to show her that you are God. No man, no woman, no boy or girl can control or hurt the people of God unless God allows it. For God, whatever you allow, we have learned to accept it. And not only do we accept it, God, but we minister to your people as your angels minister us according to that thing for which we have to accept. So we accept that Jesus paid the price for our sins. We accept that Jesus is sitting on the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. We accept that we must walk in the whole armor of God, not taking one piece off and or another piece on or being partially adorned, but God, we shall wear the whole armor of God, for it is our offensive and our defensive attire, and we must know that we know without a shadow of a doubt that we have to have on every piece, not some pieces, but every piece, and that we must properly wear them and adorn ourselves with them. We thank you for the power in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the authority in the name of Jesus. We thank you for giving us that power that we can walk thereby, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for teaching us that we're your heirs, God. We're your adopted sons and daughters according to Romans 8:16 and 18 that declares the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit, and we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we shall also be glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to compare to the glory which shall be revealed in us. So we thank you for revealing the glory within us, God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you for, God, that neither Jew nor Greek, neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, but God, there's all in one in Christ Jesus. And we thank you for even the Abraham seed and his heirs, they inherited the promise. And we thank you for the promises of God that are yea and amen. For God, you said it is, and that it shall be, and whenever you say it, it does not return unto you void, but it's accomplished in that for which you sent it. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being here on the inside of us, dwelling on the inside of us. We thank you, Jesus, for not only coming to this earth and preaching the gospel, but teaching us how to preach the gospel. We thank you for even John the Baptist, who showed us that in the days there was violence, but the violent take it by force. And God, we thank you for teaching us the ability that we have to take a thing, to control a thing, to be abiding within a thing according to the power and the authority that you've given us in and through Jesus Christ. And as sons and daughters of the Most High God, we thank you for the access to you, God. For many are in situations and circumstances where they don't even have access to their boss. They don't even have access to that for which they say they worship or they believe. But God, we have access to you through Jesus Christ. We have access to you 24/7, for you're not a God that's contained by time, but mankind is contained by time. God, you're with us when we're asleep. You're with us when we're awake. No matter where we are, God, you are a God that is with us. So we thank you for being a God that's with us. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, God. We thank you for Jesus being the Word made flesh. We thank you for teaching us that your angels are encamped all around us, your ministering angels, your archangels. So if we need to be ministered to for comfort and peace, you've got your angels. When we need to be protected, you've sent us your archangels. So, God, we thank you for your angels. For Psalms 91:11 says, for he will give his angels charge concerning you to guard you in all your ways. So we thank you for the purposes of God that you've already orchestrated that causes us to remember that there is even purpose in your angels. Not only purpose for us on this earth, but you have given purpose to your angels that they guard us and that they care for us constantly. So we thank you for the angels that have been all around us that we forgot to thank you for. For God, if it had not been for your protecting angels, maybe that car would have hit us. If it had not been for your protecting angels, maybe that person that tried to do this or that to us would have accomplished it. But God, we thank you for where there's a but God, that means the enemy has already been defeated. We thank you for even your word reminded us that even Jesus reminded us that you have angels that minister to him. So we even thank you for the angels that we saw that ministered to Jesus. For God, even when his heart was overwhelmed, and he still came back with the answer that said, not his will, but your will be done. Thank you, God, for teaching us how to live a life that says, not our will, but your will be done. Thank you for your word that reminds us that we have to submit to God. That means the authority of God, the presence of God, everything connected to God, and then resist the devil. And we have to stand firm against the enemy when the things and the cares of life are coming our way, and then he will flee. So we must submit to God. We must stand, and then the devil will flee. And it's in that order. We must submit to God. We must stand, and then the devil will flee. So submit to God in all your ways. Submit to God in all your conversations. Submit to God in all the areas of your life. Submit to God and stand strong, because once you've submitted to God, you still have the responsibility to stand strong in the midst of the battle. Stand strong. when the waves and the currents are coming your way. Stand strong when the cares of life are coming your way. Stand strong when the things that are happening on your job occur. Stand strong when the things in the classroom are occurring. Stand strong when your body is being wrecked with pain and all types of things are happening to your body from head to toe. Sickness, diseases, whatever it is, stand strong. Whatever it is, financial difficulties, stand strong. Discouragement, stand strong. No matter what it is, you've got to stand strong, for then the enemy will flee. So remember the two S's that you must do first for the enemy to flee. You must submit to God and stand strong, for then the enemy will flee. Why? Because the word of God says so. And we know that the word cannot return void unto God, so it shall not return void unto you. And remember God's word in Isaiah 55:11, it says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that for which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. So stand strong. You've got to stand strong, because all of us know that we may have a life that says, oh, I'm submitted to God, I'm submitted to God, and it could be true, and it may be true, but remember, in the midst of the battle, while you have on the whole armor of God, the archangels are encamped all around you, and Jesus is making intercession for you on the right hand of the Father, and you're properly adorned in the whole armor of God. You still got to stand strong. You can't have on the armor of God and be running in the opposite direction, but you got to stand strong against the enemy, and he shall flee. If you've never heard anyone ever remind you of this, remember, submit to God, stand strong, and then the enemy will flee. Why would the enemy run from you if you're running from him? My. That's a whole nother message. Father God, so we thank you for the prayers that you've given us on today. We thank you that you reminded us that you will never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you that you reminded us, God, that Jesus is sitting on the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. We thank you, God, that you've reminded us, for the Lord your God is one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you the victory, according to Deuteronomy 20:4, and we thank you for that. Romans 8:31 says, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Yes, Lord. We thank you that Joshua 1:9 reminds us, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. You hear that? Wherever you go. Not some places you go, but wherever you go. Psalms 44:5 says, through you we will push back our adversaries. Through your name we will trample down those who rise up against us. We've got to remember it's through God, through the name and the power that he's given us in Jesus Christ. Deuteronomy 3:22 says, do not be afraid of them. The Lord your God himself will fight for you. Yes, yes, yes. Joshua 23:10 says, one of your men puts to flight 1,000 for the Lord. Your God is he who fights for you, just as he promised. For remember, one can chase 1,000, but two can put 10,000 to chase. So how many people are you corporately connected to so that you can put down and destroy and obliterate and annihilate the tactics of racism, the tactics of sexism, the tactics of all types of isms and schisms, microaggressions, in the name of Jesus, they're already defeated. Why? Because we have the greater one living on the inside of us, God's Holy Spirit. We have the word of God, which is Jesus made flesh, living on the inside of us, that we can speak it through our mouths and know that we know without a shadow of a doubt that God's word will not return unto him void. So as we speak it, it shall not become unto us void, for we believe it. We stand on it. We trust in the word of God, and we know that we're to lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways to acknowledge God. You've got to acknowledge God in every area of your life. Yep, even in your finances, you've got to acknowledge God. Even in your peace of mind, you've got to acknowledge God. Even in your health, you've got to acknowledge God. Even in the classroom, yes, you've got to acknowledge God. Even on your job, yes, you've got to acknowledge God. Even in public transportation, yes, you have to acknowledge God. Even when you're doubting, oh, replace that doubt to acknowledge God. In the name of Jesus, acknowledge the power that you have in the name of Jesus. Acknowledge it, for you have to accept what God allows. So when you accept what God allows, that means you acknowledge God. You acknowledge the power that he's given you. You acknowledge that Jesus is the way and the light. You acknowledge that Jesus is sitting on the right hand of the Father making intercession for each and every one of us. You acknowledge the fact that you have the power that God has given you in the name of Jesus Christ. You acknowledge the fact that you have to wear the whole armor of God. You acknowledge the fact that you understand that his angels are encamped all around you. His ministering angels know what their assignments are. His archangels know what their assignments are. The angels of God know what their assignments are. So we must acknowledge our assignments that God has given us and not only accept them, but walk them out thereby. For we are walking, living epistles read of men. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for the prayer you prayed on today, the prayers and the scriptures that you gave me to share on today. We thank you for teaching us how to pray for one another, to encourage one another, and for being those walking epistles read of men. And God, teach us how to submit to you. Teach us how to stand. And teach us how to know that we know without a shadow of a doubt that the enemy must flee. He has to flee because you've given us power in the name of Jesus Christ. You've given us the ability to know that one can chase 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to chase. For your glory, God, we do it all for your glory. We don't give your glory to our sisters, our brothers, our mamas, our daddies, our husbands. It doesn't matter. The children, the people on our job, nobody gets your glory. For all the glory belongs to you, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for today's program. We thank you that tomorrow we'll have Smile 3E with Minister Sylvia and Minister Sheila, these great women of God that are also spiritual and natural and biological sisters. They have your DNA, and they will be on Iron Sharpening Iron. That will begin promptly at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, God, we look forward to tomorrow's program. And not only can you hear Smile 3E on Mondays, you can also hear Smile 3E presents Let's Talk with Minister Sylvia on Friday nights. And that, again, will also be on FaceTime. And she's also going to start having guest speakers that she brings in so that they'll be able to tag team and different things of that sort. So we thank you for that. 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that's every Friday night. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. And then you can come back on Sunday, which is the first day of the week, which is like today, with Minister Sheila and myself when we're on here doing Let's Talk. We've been praying for families. We've been praying and pulling down the strongholds of racism and sexism and all types of prejudice. And we thank God for the honor to do that, because many people don't want to talk about those type of things because they're either afraid or they're unsure. But we don't have to worry. We know that God is our resource, and God will give us what to say and what not to say. He will teach us how to repent. He will teach us how to give him all the glory and all the praise. And so, God, we thank you for even the ministers of the gospel that are in alignment with us and that are in partnership in the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is not only Minister Sylvia and Minister Sheila, but we have Minister Carvan, who's here with us, and we thank God for him. We have Dr. Serena Wright. She's a prophetess as well. We have Servant Pastor Troy Thomas. Excuse me. We have Prophet Antoine, a prophet to the world. I mean, just ministering and doing what God has called him to do. And we have others that Minister Sylvia has been partnering with and that will be coming on the air as guest speakers. And so, God, we thank you for it's an honor to be able to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's an honor to be able to talk about your goodness. It's an honor to be able to thank you morning, noon, and night. It's an honor, God, to be in your presence. It's an honor to be called and chosen by God. It's an honor for God to open up the World Wide Web of Blog Talk and Facebook and even the things that we do locally or even with our families. It's an honor to be chosen by God to spread the gospel. And we thank you for that, for this honor, and that we are carrying it out. So thank you, God. I thank you for Minister Sheila and Minister Sylvia's faithfulness to this honor. Because many are called, but few are chosen. So thank you, God. And so don't forget our foundational scripture, Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So we thank you for that word. So until tomorrow night, when it'll be iron sharpening iron with Minister Sylvia and Minister Sheila Kaiser, we thank you for two of what my cousin Elton calls the Charlie's Angels, but in this case, two of God's angels on this side of heaven. See, it's okay to be called Charlie's Angels. That's a little family joke. But to be called two of the messengers and angels of God, my. We want to come in tomorrow night and be blessed. Bye-bye.